All right, Paula White is back in the news in a big way because of the degree to which she's connected herself to the President of the United States. October 15, 2019, Joe Carter on the Gospel Coalition website. Nine things you should know about prosperity gospel preacher Paula White. First of all, we would not call her a preacher. We think preachers have to be males. They have to meet the qualifications as outlined in the New Testament, in particular 1 Peter. But because so many in Baptist churches and all kinds of denominations are akin to surfing the net and reading anything and watching anything and YouTubing and all, we thought there are a few things you might want to know about her.
On Tuesday, several evangelical leaders drew criticism for promoting the newest book of Paula White, a prosperity gospel preacher who repeatedly has been accused of teaching heretical doctrines. Franklin Graham, president of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, said, "You might want to check it out." Robert Jeffress, pastor of First Baptist Dallas, said, "Give it to anyone looking for hope." Jack Graham, pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, declared, "It is powerful. I highly recommend it." And Jerry Falwell, president of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University.
Nice addition. The other one is not tweeting. He is not tweeting. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's a big difference.
Paula's life is an encouragement to so many, and I'm sure this book will encourage you. It's unclear whether these men have actually read the book or if they support
what she says.
What she says.
Yeah. It looks like we have a line cut off consistently. So that ought to be a challenge. Somebody ought to pull up the article on your phone.
I've got the Lord with me. I'll just make it up. I'll just prophesy.
Speak a word.
All right, it's important for the listener to understand that in this article there are hyperlinks throughout the entire article because there are some harsh things that are going to be said, and this is obviously well documented. All right, there's not. In other words, the Twitter.com for Franklin Graham, Twitter.com for Robert Jeffries, Twitter.com, all of them. I guess everybody's got a Twitter account. I wonder if these guys are actually even managing their own Twitter accounts.
So obviously, the President of the United States is.
He might be the only one.
Jack Graham, it surprises me with him.
Me too.
I don't know Robert Jeffress.
You don't know who he is?
I don't, but
he's on Fox News. Okay. Almost every single night. He has taken what was one of the bastions of Southern Baptist fundamentalism, First Baptist in Dallas. Criswell was there. Criswell has preached through the entire Bible, all 66 books, as the senior pastor of that church on Sunday morning. That's the length of time that he was there.
And seeing Jack Graham, I find this hard to believe because I've been on his campus so many times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't jive with.
No, it doesn't.
What
jive.
I'm seeing.
Wasn't he like part of the thing that?
But Falwell Jr. Falwell Jr. Yeah. I almost wonder. Unfortunately, I could see him endorsing.
As our author of the article says, it's unclear whether or not these men have actually read the book. I almost wonder if this is like a political campaign of sorts where, you know, Paula White's publisher is reaching out, hey, you know, we'd love to, because every book, you know, you pick up has someone commenting on what a great book it is. Hey, we'll give you X number of dollars for your endorsement on this book, whether or not you've read it or not. And it's just, oh yeah, sure, we can, you know.
So what am I to think about somebody who takes $1,000 to endorse a book that they haven't read?
I could almost tolerate that a little bit more than you've read this and you agree with this in light of the organization.
Well, I disagree 100%.
Well, 1 Timothy chapter 3, man, not greedy of filthy lucre.
No kidding. Absolutely.
I mean, are we Micah? Micah in our own tribe?
You're telling me that Franklin Graham needs the money? Do you know how much he makes to be the CEO of that thing? Several years ago, the Charlotte Observer reported that he had a combined income between Samaritan's Purse and the other organization, the Billy Graham Association, of over $1 million a year as the CEO. Come on, how can a Christian running a nonprofit organization justify that kind of... Look, if you're Kathy Truitt, and you built Chick-fil-A from the ground up, mm-hmm. and you're making $1 million a year, I don't have anything... Like, we pay for our chicken sandwich, and that's where your money comes from. Do you know Samaritan Purse?
They send out envelopes asking you to send money.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Exactly.
The shoebox.
Look, if you're Hobby Lobby, and you built this incredible retail industry, and you make $1 million a year as the president of the retail industry that you built from the ground up, I don't have a problem with that. But there's no leader of a Christian organization that needs to be making $1 million a year.
Yeah. Not a nonprofit like that.
No way.
Especially when it's off the blood, sweat, and tears and work of his father. At least for, you know, the Billy Graham Association. All right, so here are 9 things you should know about Paula White, her influence, and her ministries. White says she became a Christian in 1984 at the age of 18 on an episode of her television show in 2005. She described a vision. She said she was given soon after her conversion. When I was just 18 years old and barely saved... Nathan, why did you laugh at that?
No reason.
Oh. No reason at all? You don't want to explain why she was just barely saved?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think the rest is even more problematic, but continue.
When I was just 18 years old and barely saved, the Lord gave me a vision that every time I opened my mouth and declared the word of the Lord, there was a manifestation of His Spirit where people were either healed, delivered, or saved. When I shut my mouth, they fell off into utter darkness, and God spoke to me and said, I called you to preach the gospel.
My goodness. That's like enough to say, okay, we're done. Like, we don't need to go to point 2 through 9.
Yeah, I was done at just barely saved.
Oh, right.
I mean, it really...
Yeah.
Robert Jeffries, did you read the book? Do you have any idea who you're endorsing? I mean, is Jack Graham right now regretting the fact that he had a momentary error? And I don't know.
His Twitter account will let us know.
White then attended National Bible College and Seminary in Washington, Fort Washington, Maryland. Although she did not graduate from school, she was ordained by the school's founder, Pentecostal preacher and evangelist T.L. Lowry. Number 2.
White was married and had a child when she met. was married and had a child when she met Randy White, an associate pastor at the church she was attending. Randy was also married and had 3 children. Paula and Randy divorced their spouses and married each other in 1989. In 1991, Paula and Randy started a church called South Tampa Christian Center. Because the church only had 5 members and could not afford to pay the Whites, the couple lived on government assistance and the kindness of others. By 2006, however, the church now doubled.
No, dubbed
Without Walls International Church, claimed to have 20,000 people, making it the 7th largest congregation in the United States. A year later, the couple announced to the church that they were getting a divorce. In 2001...
Okay, so just so you're clear, if you were struggling at number 1, females are not qualified to preach the gospel. And number 2, she is now
divorced twice,
still not qualified to preach the gospel. Number 3.
In 2001, White told her then-husband Randy that she wanted to start a television show. Paula White Today aired its first episode in 2001, and by 2006, the show was on 9 television networks, including Black Entertainment Network, BET, Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN, Country Music Television, CMT. Through her show, White attracted numerous celebrities to her ministry, including Jonathan Cain, keyboardist for the rock band Journey, whom she married in 2014, model Tyra Banks, NFL veteran Deion Sanders, and the late Michael Jackson. White even made a trip to Jackson's Neverland in 2003 to provide spiritual support. After the singer was arrested on charges of child molestation, her most famous fan is Donald Trump, who, she says, called her out of the blue in 2015, repeated 3 of her televised sermons verbatim, and said she had the it factor.
She had the it factor. I wonder what the it factor is.
Okay, I'm getting a word from the Lord. I know what the next line says. Pay no attention to the phone in my hand. White's career was boosted when prosperity preacher T.D. Jakes invited her to speak at his Woman Thou Art Loose conference in 2000.
Woman Thou Art Loose. That was beautiful.
Yeah. White has described Jakes as her spiritual father. She sent him a black convertible Bentley for his 50th birthday. Wow. That's
also not suspicious.
Jakes recommended White for the position of senior pastor at New Destiny Christian Center in Apopka, Florida, in late 2011, after its previous pastor, Zachary Timms, was found dead in a room from acute intoxication from cocaine and heroin. Timms' ex-wife said in court filings that White was the spiritual mother of Zachary, and that the two had a spiritually intimate relationship.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's in quotes. So that's...
I'm distracted by number six.
Just wait till we get there, man.
Yeah.
Don't be ready. Number five.
In May 2019, White announced that she was stepping down as the senior pastor of New Destiny Christian Center, that her son and his wife would become the new senior pastors, and that the church was changing its name to City of Destiny. In her announcement to the congregation, White said, "I knew Dr. Zach Timms in Baltimore, and just the eagerness as a son. Prophetically, he gave me a word. In 2005, I was in New York, and he calls me, 'Mom, Mama, where are you?' And I said, 'I'm in New York. Are you okay?' And he prophesied to me a word that wouldn't make sense in 2005. Writes it down, but it would make sense in 2019. And sometimes the prophetic won't make sense at the moment, and everything that he prophesied would come to pass to bring to this point, and I will share that in the fullness of time."
Oh my goodness.
White also announced...
She knows a Bible phrase.
White also announced her plans to plant 3,000 churches, launch a university, and serve as apostolic overseer of City of Destiny.
Hmm. Stop. Like, if you read
just
even
wait,
one
there are
thing,
three more.
Right? If you even like, you're wrong. I mean, there's no other way around this. You can't like sort through, and what do they say? Like, spit out the whatever. You can't do that with this.
Eat the chicken, spit the bone.
Yeah, this is junk.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, you're wrong.
This is cow manure from the get-go.
Right, from the jump start.
And you know, part of the I don't know if you want to call it discouraging or prompting, but you know, not only do we have to, you know, fight the evil without, now we have to be on guard from the evil within that calls itself the church. And I mean, when I hear that her vision is to open 3,000, you know, my heart says, "Boy, I want to do everything possible to keep that from happening."
Right, right, yeah,
yeah. I hope they all fail. I mean, Revelation described these as synagogues of Satan.
Right.
That's how Revelation describes them, synagogues of Satan. So, Nate, why don't you read number six? Because I thought you were going to come unglued over number six. To there were hand arm signals going up there.
He just wants us to hear the song.
I'm familiar with the song. So, and
oh, now he's playing it cool.
It's like his favorite song. I mean,
every 2 days he tells me. If all teachers.
I just like showing it to people. Yeah. And the 2013 song titled "False Teachers" by Shy Lin, hip hop artist that's a Christian, that included the lyric "Paula White is a false teacher," and he basically has what Jonathan about maybe 12 people he calls out right in a row, and they're all false teachers, from Benny Lynn.
It's really a good song that he did in that song.
All right,
When White's son and manager Brad Knight publicly complained, Lynn published an open letter, and it gives the address, noting that in her video series, 8 Promises of the Atonement, White teaches that salvation includes healing, and that physical healing and financial abundance in this life are provided for in the atonement of Christ. Lynn also noted that White frequently makes false claims while saying she is speaking for God, which we've seen that a lot when she claims a word from the Lord. As sincere as Paula White may be, she is extremely reckless in the many false things that she says God told her to tell her listeners. The videos I provided are enough. Just go back and listen to how often she says God is saying something that he could not possibly be saying to everyone listening to her at that moment. You are not going to die of sickness, is just, and then that's when it cuts off. But
one of the many examples I could give.
Yeah. One of the many examples I could give?
Mm-hmm. That's it. All right, Jeff.
So he doesn't back down a bit.
No, he calls her out. Okay. Any of the other people complained about his song, too, and he called them out, too.
Well, something tells me, as a recording artist, not only did he write the song or co-write the song, okay, so there's plenty of time sitting down penning those lyrics, putting melody and rhythm and composing those lyrics to go into recording a record label. If you think for a moment that the guy didn't put any thought into the fact of this might have some backlash before he poured hours into recording studio time, you knew he wasn't going back down. Not if you're willing to put all that time into calling them out.
I was curious because it says when White's son and manager, Brad, now I was wondering, Jack, who do you think the manager was for the Apostle Paul? Is there any... Do we have any references in Scripture to Paul having a manager?
I think it started as Barnabas.
Titus was looking out for stuff.
You know, I got sick of my dad saying the only board in Paul's day was the one he floated up on when he was shipwrecked.
The only board?
Yeah.
All right, do you have number 7 on your phone? Because it's completely cut off on the...
All right, number 7. White has said she rejects the prosperity gospel. I do not believe in the prosperity gospel as I've been accused of believing it, White told the Christian Post. I do believe that all good things come from God, and I also believe that God teaches us so much through our suffering, despite her claim. White repeatedly promotes a key doctrine of a heretical prosperity gospel, the idea that Christians give in order to gain material compensation from God. For example, in an appeal for money on her website, White says, I prophetically decree and declare deliverance and prosperity are yours in 2019. This is the year you inherit your promised land, she adds. With obedience to this first fruits instruction and your faith, I believe your purpose, your year, your prosperity and power will release blessing upon your entire year. Amen. And I declare the weight of you having been, the weight you have been carrying is lifted. Let every yoke break off of you now, for I decree you are about to inherit your promised land. 2019 is a year of deliverance and prosperity for you. It begins right now with the biblical principle of first fruits.
Similarly, but she's not a prosperity gospel preacher.
No.
But that's not prosperity gospel. All right, go ahead.
Similarly, in an Easter service in 2016, White said salvation would come to a TV viewer if they donated a resurrection seed to her ministry. I would love to, like, I need to start getting involved, like, go buy some, like, plant seeds and just send them, like, little custom packages, like, resurrection seeds and, you know, just to mess with them. So, if there is someone that God is speaking to click that donation button by minimizing the screen, and when you do so, 1,144. It's not often I ask very specifically, but God has instructed me, and I want you to hear. This isn't for everyone, but this is for someone. When you sow that $1,144, based on John 11:44, I believe for resurrection life.
Wow.
I'm sure they don't cut it off after just that one person sends them.
I mean, if it's for me, I'd be looking for something in Psalm 150, you know what I'm saying?
And I am sure that they track that donation amount just to see how effective her particular speaking is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why they're given such great specificity there, so that they can go look at the donations and see there's 1,000 people. Folks are gullible. They are ridiculously gullible.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, there's been no shortage of TV programs over the years. Families that have tried to convince loved ones not to do things, and, you know, they're up late watching these TV shows, or they flip through the channels, and they find this offer appealing, and they're dealing with a chronic illness, and they're giving up what little bit of money they have that should be spent on proper medical treatments to,
I'd say that many Christians probably equate it to going to church, as long as they listen to TBN for a couple hours or an hour a day.
Yeah.
All right, number 8.
White and her former husband, Randy, were part of 2 congregational investigations. Congregational should have happened a long time ago. Congressional investigations, one in 2004 and another in 2007. Sorry. My...
Of the Prosperity
Gospel. I accidentally clicked on one of the many hyperlinks in there.
Of Prosperity Gospel Ministries. The investigations uncovered no chargeable tax offenses, but they raised questions about her ministry's finances. For example, between 2004 and 2007, the church paid a total of $2.755 million in compensation to their relatives, including Paula's son and Randy's two children, father and sister. Randy and Paula also reportedly received $5 million a year in compensation from their church and purchased a $3.5 million condo in Trump Tower in New York City, according to Senate documents.
At number 9, White is said to be President Trump's spiritual advisor and personal pastor.
She shows.
She says she's directly shared the gospel with him, but she believes he's been a Christian since childhood. White delivered the invocation at Trump's inauguration and claims to be the convener and de facto head of the Presidential Evangelical Advisory Board. The group of about 35 evangelical pastors includes the four men who endorsed her latest book, Falwell Jr., Franklin Graham, Jack Graham, and Robert Jeffress.
Guess I didn't get the last page.
Well, she did buy a really, really nice, what, home in the Trump Tower?
Yeah, $3.5 million.
Yeah. So they've got a connection for a while.
Wow.
Is that the end of the article?
That's the end. Yeah.
Well, listener, that was about Paula White and why you should not listen to her, why you should not read her books, why you not buy her tapes, why you should not repost her stuff on Facebook, why you shouldn't like anything next to her, why you should pray for her salvation, her real and genuine salvation.
Not her barely salvation.
What is so sad is that this affects real people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People who have no money to give, who are not connected to a local church, do not have shepherds watching over them, are not getting instructions. They are so susceptible. They are vulnerable.
And I think you also have a little bit of the, with the modern feminist movement, that it's like you see a woman on television, and ladies who aren't theologically grounded in the Word of God, they hear something that sounds somewhat similar. You know, because, like, I don't have cable network, but occasionally I'll, you know, over-the-air channels or whatever, and Creflo Dollar and Swagger, Jimmy Swagger, his ministries that we on, and I'll leave it on for a minute just to hear how heretical they are. And it's like, there's just enough truth that if you don't know what you're listening for, it will be like, oh, no, like, this is exactly, you know, like what my pastor said, or this is exactly what we discussed in this Bible study. And so there's just enough that it will convince you to sway away and continue to listen and take you down, you know, a path that will eventually rob you blind, at least in these ministries. But if nothing else, I mean, it'll at least inform your theology poorly.
Just so you're clear, Jesus said that we will know them by their fruits. We will know them by the fruits. This is not the fruit of someone who's a new creature in Christ. Nobody who's a follower of Christ needs to be, who's a preacher, a nonprofit leader, needs to be making $5 million. That is so ridiculous. That is just unethical. There's no way around it.
Especially when she's the pastor. You know, you could see when it's that individual, you know, is a tender and tithing to someone else's church. You're like, well, we're going to let them make that money. I mean, you know what 10% of $5 million is? You know, that helps us out.
This is the leader of the church.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Is who's ever going to call her out on it? She's already established a precedent throughout her time of false ministry, where if I don't like something, I will either step down from the position or I'll go start something new. And she's got enough credibility, enough money that people are going to follow her. There is no her stopping her.
Wasn't it? Like, this is just a drop in the bucket compared to guys like, what's his name? Kenneth Copeland?
He's
like a billionaire now at this point. He's got tons of money.
Oh, it's ridiculous how much money. I don't know if he's a billionaire yet, but it's ridiculous.
He's getting pretty close.
All right, listener. Well, that's 9 points from the Gospel Coalition. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
False teachers.